Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about the Gentiles today and the way they live.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we're back with Be Holy. We're going to talk about the way the believers live versus the way the Gentiles live. And when it talks about Gentiles, it's not necessarily talking about those who are non-Jews or non-Jewish, but those who are not in the kingdom is who it's talking about. So in the beginning, they thought the Gentiles were those who are not Jews, and that's fine. But God was really telling them that the Gentiles are really the ones who are the sinners, the ones who are not in the kingdom, those who do not have the Spirit of God, those who are not willing to change and do what God says, regardless of anything else. Those are the Gentiles. And so Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, it says this. Spirit says this. With the Lord's authority, I say this. Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Hopelessly is what the Spirit says. Hopelessly confused. Their minds, verse number 18, their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They didn't harden their hearts against the president. They didn't harden their hearts against me. They didn't harden their hearts against the pastor. They hardened their heart, not against their parents, but they hardened their hearts against God. That's what they did. They hardened their hearts. That's what makes them Gentiles. When you harden your heart against God, you become a Gentile, an unbeliever. And that's what you are. Verse number 19. They have no sense of shame. If that is not our country, is people have no sense of shame. Not everybody, but the majority of them that you see on television is the ones that you see everywhere. They have no sense of shame. They do whatever they want, regardless of what God says. They do whatever they will and please and think that God has to measure up to what they say, and God is who they think He is. But He's more than that. He's much more than what they could ever begin to think because they don't know Him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. That's evil. Evil. They practice it. They practice it. That's how I know when people are not of God. They practice sin. They practice impurity. They practice evil. Say it with me. Evil. They practice evil. People say, it's racism or it's this. No, it's evil. Oh, it's adultery. No, it's evil. That's what they're practicing. They're practicing evil. God's children don't practice evil. They don't practice sin. God's people don't do that. That's why those who do such things will not enter into the kingdom. They are Gentiles. Gentiles disobey God. Gentiles are far from God. Gentiles don't want nothing to do with God. They don't want what God has to give. They'd rather practice evil. See, in church, we don't call it that anymore. We call it issues and everything else. But it's evil. That is evil. There was a time where black people didn't want anything to do with evil. And if you can't notice, I am black. If you go to our website or you go to our Facebook page, you'll see, yes, I am black. And so I know firsthand, listen, people of color wanted nothing to do with evil. They wanted nothing to do with evil. But 9 times out of 10 nowadays, they'll sell their own mother to get a record deal. They'll sell their own family members to get ahead. They'll sell their own children to get money. They'll do whatever. Not just them. Anybody else will do it. But I'm talking about the black people because I'm black. Most people don't think that I am, but that's okay. That's okay. There was a time when people stayed away from evil. There was a time. But I'm telling you, we as a nation, and as especially as black people, we have to get back to God in order to be saved. If we don't get back to God, if we don't get back to God, there's no need in us worrying about racism. There's no need in us worrying about racism. There's no need in us worrying about the killing of young men. We don't have to worry about that because we have something much greater than that. We're involved with something that's going to wipe us all out. If we don't get back to God, God is going to wipe us all out of here. And I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about everybody. You know, the end is coming and God is going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to do that thing regardless of what we think and what we say. He's going to hold to what he said. And if we don't live up to what he said, if we don't practice living up to what he's instructed for us as people, not black, not white, not green, not yellow, just people. If we don't get back to what he has instructed us as believers to do, he's going to wipe everybody out. He's going to wipe us all out of here. We have to get back to God. We have to get back to him because everything else practices evil and all kinds of impurity. That's not what his plan was for us. His plan was never for us to go back into evil after he's washed away our sins. He never planned for us to go back into evil. That's not what he wanted. But he did fix it to where if something like that did happen, we have a way to get back. We have a way to get back. All we have to do is repent and be baptized. Repent. Listen, if you've already done that, just repent and get back to God. If you've received the Holy Ghost, get back to God. Repent. Stop the sin. Stop practicing evil and get back to God. If we do that, we got a much greater chance of that. Brother Nard, you don't know I'm homeless. I understand that, but you still got to repent. We still got to get back to God, regardless of what we are and what we don't have and where we're living and where we're not living. We still have to get back to God. We can't even pray that God will come in and intervene for us to have some place to live if we don't have a communication, if we don't have a relationship with God to where we're obeying what he says. And so we're praying. He has a response. He has to respond to us. If we don't have that relationship with him, how in the world is he going to answer our prayers? The scripture says he don't hear sinners. He don't hear them. And so if we're in here sinning, but we call on ourselves believers, we're fooling ourselves. We're not fooling nobody but ourselves. God won't be fooled. God will not be fooled. We are only fooling ourselves, and we have to get back to God, because if we don't, we're nothing but evil. Evil. Verse number 20. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Talking about practicing evil. That's not what we learned. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off the old sinful nature and your former way of life. Your former way, get rid of that. Get rid of it. Your former way of life, get rid of it. It don't mean you no good. It's going to pull you back into the pit. Get rid of your former way of life. What is corrupted which is corrupted by the lust and deception. Your old life was corrupted by that kind of stuff. It was corrupted. corrupted by lust and deception. And if you look on television, that's all that they give to you is lust and deception. That's what they give. They sell you everything with lust and deception. You can't buy rice without lust on television anymore. You can't buy a car without lust and deception anymore. They got to have some poor woman sprawled on the hood and standing next to it with a short skirt on and high heels talking about buy this car, $3,000 down, X amount of dollars a month. I mean, they do everything to sell you everything. That's your old life. I mean, you can still have a car when you're saved. I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you, though, the old life used to be enticed by lust and deception. Always. It would all listen, if you think back, the only time people were ever able to get you to sin was because they used lust and they used deception. Either one or the other or both. That's how they got you to sin. And God is saying, put that old life away, come away from it and do something else. Come away from it and follow what I'm telling you. See, most people think that the commandments and things are don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, and don't do that. No, the commandments are really more like this. I wouldn't do that if I were you because of this. Read this, and I'm God, and I'm telling you, you might not want to do that. It'd be in your best interest not to do thus and so. But the devil tells you, oh, God don't want you to have any fun. He just don't want to take away all your fun. He wants to take away all your... Listen, there's no fun. Listen, there's no fun in evil. There's no fun in evil. Is death in evil? Yeah, there's more like death in evil. There's no real fun in evil. It might be fun while you're doing it, but it's going to lead to death. It's going to lead to death. Evil leads to death. Death. Ask Adam and Eve. They disobey God on the simple thing as in knowing, having the knowledge of good and evil. They wanted to know what evil was, and they want to know what the word of God is. They want to know all of that. But because they tried to approach it without God, that became evil. So you could even try to be spiritual and do what God says and be doing an evil thing because you're doing it without him. You have to do it with God. And if God's going to lead you, he's got to show you who to go to so he can lead you. Sure, he might give you a few revealings or revelations in your sleep or make you to know something that you're looking at and you don't know how you learned it. But for the most part, the preacher is going to tell you what you need to know. And the preacher is the Holy Ghost, not a man or a woman, especially not a woman. Women don't preach. It's God is the preacher. He's the one that speaks through men to lead men and to preach and to pastor. That's God. God does that. I mean, I know a few people do it that are female, but there's no example of that in the scriptures. But God says he's the one who gives all the instruction. And since man was born first, he's putting all that responsibility on men. And as long as the women let the men get off without the responsibility, they're always going to live beneath their privilege and not do what God says and not live as men of God. I don't teach that. I teach that men have to take the responsibility that God has given them and do what they're supposed to do, especially when they don't feel like doing it. But, you know, again, people will only do what they want to do. But I give them time to get it right. I don't send anybody to hell today. I'm giving you time to look it up, get it right, talk to the Lord, see if what I'm saying is true, because 9 times out of 10, most people don't believe what I'm telling them is true. And that's fine. That's fine. Verse number 23. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitude. Let the Spirit do that, not you. You can't renew your thoughts and attitude. Only the Spirit can renew your thoughts and attitude. But if you're not of the Spirit, you're not going to renew anything. Nothing will be renewed if you're not of the Spirit. You have to be of the Spirit to get that attitude change.
Be holy.
Come on, everybody, let's talk about it. Up from the grave.
From the grave, Jesus rose.
All right. Listen, verse number 24, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Put on your new nature, That new nature was created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let me read that to you again. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. That's what God is expecting. He's expecting us to be like him. Remember the scripture that says, be ye therefore perfect as your God is perfect, as God is perfect. Be just as perfect as God. That's what the scripture says. And how are we supposed to do that? It says here, put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So your new nature is supposed to be like God. Your new nature. So that your new nature is supposed to be like God. Your new nature is not supposed to get into sin, not to practice sin, not to sin. That's what your new nature is not supposed to do. Your new nature is supposed to be like God. You don't see God being involved in homosexuality. You don't see that. You don't see God doing that. You don't see God cheating and sleeping with people. You don't see God doing that. You don't see God doing that. You don't see God lying to people. You don't see that. You don't see God stealing from people. You don't see that. You don't see that. And so if we're supposed to be like God, we can't steal. We can't lie. We can't cheat. We can't be involved in sin. We can't. Now, I say that with giving you the understanding that I'm giving you time to get it right. But I'm telling you that you cannot continue in those things. You cannot continue in those things. I can't continue in those things. I had to stop that. Listen, you're not going to be able to be born of God and continue to sin. The scripture says, he who is born of God does not commit sin. That's the Spirit said that. I didn't say that. I didn't make the Spirit say it. I didn't ask the Spirit to say it. The Spirit says, he who is born of God does not commit sin. We're supposed to be believers. And so because we're believers, we don't practice sin. We just do not. We let everybody else, if they want to practice sin, they go right ahead. We don't practice sin. Why? Because the new nature that we have on is like God, truly righteous and holy. That's why I tell you to be holy. I'm not telling you something just to create a name for ourselves. I'm telling you that because God commanded you to be that. Be ye therefore holy. Be holy. Just like God, the God you serve is holy, you supposed to be holy. If God cuss, then you cuss. If God don't cuss, then you don't cuss. You get that? If God cusses, then you can cuss. But if God don't cuss, you can't cuss. What does God do? God goes and creates things. He makes things better. He tells the truth. That's what God does. And I can't believe the things that I see people doing nowadays who say they're of God. They're supposed to have on the new body. The new body is supposed to be righteous and holy. But they tend to think that being righteous is a bad thing. They treat righteousness like it's a bad thing. You think you're holier than everybody else. You think you're more righteous than everybody else. No. To be righteous is a good thing. To be holy is a good thing. Most people walk around and say the little saying, holier than thou or something like that. That's not in the scriptures. That's not in the scriptures. You're so holy that you're no earthly good. There's no scripture for that. There's no scripture for that. There's no scripture for that. And God, well, listen, the Spirit didn't say it. So because the Spirit didn't say it, it's not there. It's not true. We have to put on the new nature. Put on the new nature, which is truly righteous and holy. So you go down to verse 25. You thought I was lying. Okay, verse 25. So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. The devil uses anger. The devil uses anger. So if you're going to fight racism, you fight racism. Don't be angry. You just fight it. Because if you have anger while you're trying to fight, who has a foothold? Who's holding to it? The devil. The devil. He's looking for a way to get back into your life. And you got the new nature and you have anger. The devil is waiting for that. The devil will make his way in. Verse number 28. If you are a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hands for good hard work and then give generously to others in need. So if you are a thief, that's what you do. That's what you do. If you were a thief, that's what you do. You stop stealing and you take your hands and you do hard work. You go and do good work. And then you go and give money to those who are in need. That's what you do. I wouldn't even think about. Okay, verse number 29. What about this? Don't use foul and abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Let's read it again, you know, for the saints that think it's okay to curse. Don't use foul and abusive language. For those of you who abuse your spouses with language and you abuse your children with language, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. An encouragement to those who hear them. Listen, I can sit here and read verses all day, and I'm willing to do that. But what you don't understand is best that you ask God to help you understand. If I'm reading this and you don't understand what I'm saying and you disagree with it, it's best you ask God to help you. Because if you don't ask God to help you, you'll never understand. If you don't ask God to help you, you will die a fool. And I don't want you to die as a fool. Most people don't care whether you die or not. I don't want you to die as a fool. 30. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, he has identified you as his own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. That we can't continue to sin and be saved by no way.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.